Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
Good morning. Welcome to Grace Heritage Church. I'm glad that you're here this morning. I want to welcome folks home from spring break and stuff like that. And then in particular, if you've been invited or come to worship with us for the first or second time or so, we want to especially welcome you and say that we're glad that you're here. Thank you for spending the Lord's Day morning together with us, worshiping. And let me encourage you to find one of those little cards in the seat back pockets that are close to you, I hope. And you can give us some information about yourself on those cards and let us know that you're here. And also, it's a good opportunity to let you let us know about ministry needs that you might have or prayer needs and so forth. So please avail yourself of that opportunity. Just drop that card in the offering plate this little later this morning when it's passed. And let us know how we might be able to minister to you or encourage you. And the Lord being our helper, we will endeavor to do that. So today is a regular day, regular Sunday. We'll meet together this evening, but I hope that you noticed an email from Doug Watson this week. Next Sunday, we'll be eating together. And Doug, with all that you've had going on, I appreciate you still thinking about that and staying ahead of that for us. And while I say that, let me just say that lots of folks do lots of things around here that they never get recognized for. And I'm really grateful for all the ways that many of you labor and invest and so forth. So I'm grateful for that. But we'll be gathering next Sunday to eat together. And we'll also have our regularly scheduled members meeting. So that's coming next Sunday. And we do expect members to be a part of that. And we look forward to sharing that time together with you after lunch. And then Sunday week is Easter Sunday. And it's our habit on Easter Sunday to not gather in the evening, so that gives you a little more time to spend with family and friends and so forth. So it's the regular schedule today, a little shake-up coming in the last two Sundays of the month, all right? So those are some things that are coming. But today, we've gathered with the Lord's help to worship Him together. And I'm grateful for that opportunity. And I want to encourage you to find on the front of the worship bulletin, if you will, a passage from Psalm chapter 34. That is a good way for us to order our hearts before the Lord as we're gathering this morning to worship Him, to bow before Him in humility, and then to remember that in Colossians we're called to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to and with each other. So we're calling each other to magnify the Lord together. All those things are going on during the day as we gather, and that's our privilege as we gather on the Lord's Day. So let me ask you to stand with me, please, and we'll read through that text together, and then we'll sing together. And let me take us out of order just a moment, and let me pray for us and with you together as we begin our time before we read this scripture. Oh God, we thank you for the Lord's Day. Surely if you had not designated this for us and called us together week after week, if we were left to get together when schedule suited and time was available and even I'm afraid sometimes when our hearts were inclined, we would not gather to worship you corporately. So we thank you in the weakness of our hearts to think that we can do this alone. You have supplied for us the Lord's Day. To come together after the week and busy attending to all the other responsibilities that we have. And we admit, we confess, oh God, that sometimes we come together on the Lord's Day not ready to worship you. And so before we read this text aloud, and say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise will continually be in my mouth. Oh God, we ask you to help us, because we know that we cannot worship you apart from you. helping us, you being at work in our hearts. And so we ask for that even now. We praise you, O God, that you are the one who is strong and powerful to change us and to give us the lips and words to praise you, to incline our hearts to worship you, to look to you for our provision and for our satisfaction. And we praise you and thank you for the Lord's Day, that you have called us together not only to provide for us, but because you are worthy of glory and honor. You're worthy of the gathering of your people to sing to you and to gather around your word and to bow before you in humility. And so we pray that you would help us as we've come desiring to do just this. Make this text true of us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now would you join me? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now would you do that with me just a minute? Come with rejoicing, the Father is calling those who would worship in spirit and truth. Come with your singing, come with thanksgiving. Jesus our Savior has made all things new. Come and rejoice, O holy nation. Come and sing praises to Him. Come and bow down, worship before Him. Jesus, the King of all kings. Jesus, the King of all kings. Come with rejoicing, the Father is calling those who would worship in spirit and truth. Come with your singing, come with thanksgiving. Jesus, our Savior, has made all things new. Come and rejoice, all sing praises to Him. Come and bow down, worship before Him. Jesus, the King of all kings. Jesus, the King of all kings. Worthy of worship, worthy of praise, worthy of all. Father, Creator, you God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. I wonder if you have wondered about the love of God for you this week. If you have somehow looked around you and thought, God's not loving me well. And so this gospel reminder is for us to know that we must look to the cross when we wonder if God is loving us well. God demonstrates His love for you. If you're in Christ, He has demonstrated His love for you, that even though you were a sinner, Christ has died for you. Would you join me in praying? Thank you, God, for the steadfast, faithful demonstration of His love. And would you also repent for wondering if God loves you well, if you've been in that place this week? Let's bow our heads together for a moment. Heavenly Father, I pray for those in our midst today who may wonder if you care for them. And I understand that we have sometimes life circumstances that so batter and scar us that if you're in control, we're tempted to believe that you have forsaken us. And so we thank you for this reminder that you have never forsaken us and you never leave us alone. And that one who has been beaten and bloodied and on whom wrath has been poured out when he did not deserve it, he was humiliated and scorned and mocked and spit upon. He does not leave us. He has taken all that in our place. And the Lord Jesus Christ will not leave us. Oh no, He will love us to the very end. And I pray that you will help us believe that. We ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me again, would you? Let's sing of the depth of Christ's love for us.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all.